Welcome to the DSO Hygienist Podcast, where we deep dive into the world of DSO hygiene. I'm your host, Christine Deal. I'm a practicing clinical hygienist with over 30 years of experience. 7 years ago, my private practice was bought by a DSO. I am an advocate for hygienists working in the DSO space. Discover how DSO hygienists can advance their careers and make a meaningful impact in the field. From career growth opportunities to in-depth discussions on the challenges and triumphs of the DSO hygienist, in this podcast, we will provide exclusive insights, expert interviews, and real stories from passionate hygienists who are making a difference. You won't want to miss a single episode. Even if you aren't currently in the DSO world, you will benefit from a wide range of topics. Subscribe now to the DSO Hygienist Podcast and be part of the conversation. Your journey to happiness and success begins here.
I'd like to thank our sponsor, Twice as Nice Uniforms. Dressing for success, infection control, and comfort is crucial for the DSO team. Not only do they need to look great and feel great, but they need to be dressed for safety. Your patients will notice when your team is dressed appropriately, and your staff will perform better. Who better to help your team with these decisions than Twice as Nice Uniforms? Owned by a seasoned dental hygienist, branding expert, fit specialist, and fashion model, Twice as Nice Uniforms are designed to follow infection control and OSHA regulations, alleviate the thermostat wars in your office with temperature-regulating technology, and provide long-lasting professional-looking scrubs, lab coats, and accessories. Custom uniform programs will take the burden of painstaking ordering, exchanges, and returns off your shoulders. It's proudly made in the USA. And Twice as Nice is giving our listeners a discount code TDH2024 to take advantage of this special offer. April is Oral Cancer Awareness Month, and on this episode, we're featuring Susan Cotton. Susan is the founder and CEO of Oral Cancer Consulting. She developed the Cotton Method, a comprehensive oral cancer screening method and dental office system. She is an international speaker on oral cancer screenings and holds hands-on oral cancer screening workshops for dental professionals who want to have more confidence in screening, reduce the risk of liability, and increase early detection. In her career, Susan has performed over 60,000 oral cancer screenings and organized countless free screening events, including the Denver Broncos Health and Wellness Expo. She is the dental lead for the Alliance for HPV Free Colorado, a director for Dental Codology Consortium, an instructor at National Network for Healthcare Hygienists, and an RDH advisory board member at the Oral Cancer Foundation. Susan is the 2018 recipient of the Sunstar Award of Distinction. She's the recipient of the Colorado Dental Hygienists Association Ethel Covington Award, an Outstanding Contribution Award. Susan founded MAD, Make a Difference for Healthy Smiles, as a 2010-2011 member of Donny Osmond's Make a Difference program. On a personal note, Susan loves walking the beaches of Hawaii and is a former country dance competitor and loves watching college football. Welcome, Susan.
Hi, Christine. I am so excited to be here with you on your podcast. Thank you for having me.
I am so excited that you said yes, because I just adore you. I think you have such a great message, and I really wanted to share this with everybody. So I'm just going to get started right away and ask you some questions. And the first thing I really want to know is, what is your why behind developing the Cotton Method?
My why, you know, Christine, in 2008 at the office I was working at, we had a new patient come in, and she had previously been diagnosed with HPV, oropharyngeal cancer, and also HPV cervical cancer. And in 2008, as a dental hygienist and a woman, of course, I knew HPV cervical cancer, but I said, what is HPV oropharyngeal cancer? We were really just on the cusp of starting to hear about it and talk about it in dentistry. And she quickly became my favorite patient. You know, we bonded. And she was my first patient with any type of oral cancer. Mm-hmm. And I saw what this cancer had done to her mouth and her teeth. It was about 2 years later, warm summer morning in 2010. She came in for her maintenance appointment with me, and we were catching up, talking about weekend plans. And she started to cry. She said, "Susan, I'm going to a good friend's wedding this weekend, and all I want to be able to do is to go to this wedding and laugh out loud and take pictures and smile just like everybody else does. I just want to be able to smile without the constant fear somebody will see what my teeth look like. I can't." The cancer had devastated her mouth and her teeth, and I was headed to my own big event that weekend. And what was my concern? Are my teeth white enough?
Right?
And there's nothing wrong with that, but it hit me in the gut. And I realized that while I knew as her hygienist what the cancer had done to her mouth, I didn't know what it did to her entire life.
Sure.
How it affected everything that she did, her self-confidence. She was embarrassed that she had a cancer caused by the most common sexually transmitted infection in the United States. And that can be typical with some HPV cancer patients. Some of them, it empowers them to talk about it. But some, like my patient, are embarrassed. And so also at that time, as a clinical hygienist, I always, quote, screened, but I wasn't always thorough.
Yeah.
And so I would sometimes let the busyness of my day or a late patient dictate how thorough I was. Now, I always grasped the tongue, hence the name of one of my oral cancer screening courses. Screening is more than grasping the tongue, but uh-huh. I didn't always palpate extraorally. So I knew I needed to go back to what I was doing right out of hygiene school, that comprehensive visual and tactile extraoral interoral evaluation. But when I started back doing that, I found I wasn't confident. Gosh, am I doing it? Am I palpating right? Have I found the thyroid? You know, what am I feeling when I'm palpating the floor of the mouth? So I found mentors, and one was Brian Hill at the Oral Cancer Foundation here in my area, working with ENTs and head and neck oncology surgeons, one of them providing free oral cancer screenings for the homeless. So that's my why, my patient, and I needed to get confident and thorough once again, and take the time, make the time for this comprehensive screening, because it's life-changing.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think many of us lack the confidence to really, you know, do a thorough screening. Tell me, what is the Cotton method of screening?
Well, I have to say, one of my first business coaches, Jamie Dooley, I was talking with her, and she insisted that I call it the Cotton method. I was telling her about what I did and all of this. And she says, "You have to call that the Cotton method." And so kudos to Jamie. That was her brainchild. But the Cotton method, Christine, is what I discovered I needed as a clinical hygienist. There's four pillars, science-based pillars, to the Cotton method of screening. Pillar number one is having a solid knowledge of those etiologies of oral and oropharyngeal cancer, tobacco, alcohol, HPV, and betel quid. The second pillar is knowing what those additional risk factors for oral cancer are. Now, they differ from what I call the etiologies because they're not so much causes, but they are additional risk factors. Just like there's additional risk factors for cardiovascular disease or other diseases.
contributing factors.
Right. So having a knowledge of those and then being able to look at those, what does your patient have? What is their risk? Mm-hmm. Right? Because it's not just tobacco and alcohol anymore. And then the third pillar is recognizing and asking about those signs and symptoms that we know now are associated with oral pharyngeal cancer and sometimes some other head and neck conditions, and asking about those, you know, where are we going to put those on the health history form? Offices and DSOs I work with, I recommend having a separate oral cancer risk assessment with those. And I like that idea, and here's why. One time when I went in for my mammogram, they gave me the tablet to fill out, and then they started asking me a lot of questions. And I'm like, oh my gosh, they're doing a risk assessment on me. And here's what it did. They gathered the information they wanted, but then it educated me on risk factors. And I went in with questions. I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't know about this, you know? So that's why I like a risk assessment form.
But yeah, I think that's great. Because you don't think about it, but if then somebody asks you, then all of a sudden you're like, oh, yeah, maybe I do have that once in a while. Maybe I should bring that up.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So that's the third pillar. The fourth pillar of the Cotton Method of screening is knowing what that comprehensive visual and tactile, extraoral, intraoral evaluation consists of, and then having confidence in performing that. Because when we're confident, we're more thorough and we're efficient. And being efficient, time is of the essence, right? Yeah. We just have a limited amount of time. So when we gain that confidence, then we can be thorough and efficient. And that all leads to earlier detection and reducing our risk of liability as providers.
Yeah, I think in early detection, that's the key, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because like your poor patient, she couldn't smile anymore. She felt subconscious when she laughed. I mean, it can be life-changing. We all know as dental professionals how important our smile and our teeth is. Everything we do. So
yeah. And we often hear, you know, the first thing people notice is your smile.
Yeah. I always notice.
Yep.
So how do you work with DSOs with the Cotton Method?
So a few ways I work with DSOs. One is providing a screening course for them. I have my 2-hour and my 3-hour Cotton Method screening course that we can do virtually or in person at their events. Sometimes they like to record it and put it into their learning library for their providers. And then also doing the hands-on screening workshops. That could be at a regional event or per office or, you know, anything like that. And that's really where providers gain the confidence. I've been giving the hands-on screening workshops in combination with my 3-hour presentations at different events. And that's where it all comes together, because you can sit and listen and watch the instructional screening videos that I have, but then it's just like, you know, going back to hygiene school or dental school, we learn it, but then actually taking what we learned and going clinically and putting that into action. And that's where we build confidence. And they can ask, you know, what am I feeling here? We talk about proper palpation technique, you know, because it's not just the padding. Mm-hmm. It's using the pads of the finger, moderate circular motion. Evaluating that oral pharynx thoroughly. So that's, you know, that's some ways that I work with DSOs, but then also if they want, we can sit and look at their oral cancer office systems as far as their documentation templates. Mm-hmm. Are they thorough? Their referral templates. So when I say documentation template, it's what was actually done in the screening, because typically we see OCS WNL or
right.
OCS negative.
Right.
But does that really tell the story of what we did? And right. that's oral cancer screening. Mm-hmm. But now it's oral and oral pharyngeal cancer screening. And both professional associations say we should be screening for oral and oral pharyngeal. So taking a look at those documentation templates, what's their referral process? Are they, quote, saying, oh, it doesn't look like anything, we'll watch it.
Right.
But when we say we're going to watch it, are we really watching it? No, we're going to see it in 6 months or 3 months. That's really choosing not to do anything at that moment, unless yeah. you're bringing them back in 2 weeks. So, right. you know, we look at all of those different things that can reduce their risk of liability as a DSO, as an individual office, and for providers.
I like the hands-on. That's how I learn best. I learn yeah. best by doing. So yeah. I think the hands-on thing would be, that's what I would like.
Yeah.
Because you've got to practice it. You've got to get comfortable doing it over and over again. And you want to do that prior to, you know, doing it on your patient, obviously.
Right. It's just like I relate it to learning how to probe when we were in hygiene school, right? I always wondered, will I ever be able to do a comprehensive periodontal charting in less than a half an hour and get
right?
it right? Mm-hmm. So, but we can. And how do we do that? By doing it over and over and over.
Practice same thing. Makes perfect.
Yeah. Same thing with this procedure. And that's really what it is. It's a procedure that we perform.
Now, what advice should we give patients regarding like self-examination between appointments? Is there things they should be looking for at home?
Yeah. So what they can do is go to the mirror, pull the hair back, take a look at their face, head and neck. Do they see any bulges? Feel for any masses, anything that doesn't feel quite right. So just feel around the head and neck. Look at their skin for any potential areas of skin abnormalities that they might need to go to the dermatologist for. Take the pads of their fingers and palpate along the jaw, feeling that submandibular gland, the lymph nodes. Have them turn their head to the side, just like I teach in my course, and feel all along that long muscle, the sternocleidomastoid muscle, putting their hands around their thyroid and swallow. Is that swallow symmetrical? Does one side lift up higher than the other? And then one side at a time, feeling along the lobes of the thyroid. And then opening up, go to the mirror, open wide, use maybe their on their phone.
Yeah, the flashlight.
The flashlight on the yeah. phone and take a good look inside and mm-hmm. pull out the lower lip, pull up the lower lip, take a good look at the cheeks, and then have them stick their tongue out, way out, move it side to side, look at that, touch it to the roof of their mouth, stick it out, and then open wide and say, ah. And if they have somebody there, have somebody else hold the flashlight and take a good look at the back of the throat and the tonsils, because that oral pharynx, that's where HPV presents, and that's the main reason we're seeing an increase in the numbers of oral cancers is HPV in the oropharynx. And then give them a list of the signs and symptoms to watch for, like difficulty swallowing, sensation of something caught in the throat, it won't go down, persistent sore throat, hoarseness, cough. Do they have any pain or numbness in the head and neck? And that, you know, that's what they can do. And then when they're looking intraorally, do they see any differences in tissue? Are there any lesions or sores? And if so, call you right away. Get in right, so it can be looked at.
Yeah. This is so great. Great information. I'm just so glad we're getting to share this because I think it's so, so important. In your oral cancer courses and screening workshops, when you're working with DSOs and dental offices, you talk about reducing the risk of liability in the area of cancer. And what can DSOs, dental offices, dental providers do to reduce their risk of liability?
Yeah, that's a great question. Because we just heard about the dentist that there was a case against him and the patient was awarded $11 million in their case.
Wow.
Of oral cancer for the dentist not acting quick enough. You know, I don't have it right in front of me, but we could share that. But they didn't act quick enough on a lesion that was in the mouth. And then it was discovered that they were probably covering up records.
Wow.
That existed. So that's just a short version, and don't quote me on all of that, but
sure.
We could share that. But there was an $11 million verdict against this dentist. But for liability, I am going to refer everybody to an article that Diane Watterson wrote for RDH magazine. Mm-hmm. And this is what I share in my courses, is we have areas of liability, and one of them is not screening appropriately or thoroughly. So screen thoroughly, get yeah. confident in that screening. Make sure you're doing everything that we know now that consists of a comprehensive screening, and document it.
Document, document, document.
Yeah. And just back to OCS, WNL. OCS mm-hmm. doesn't tell the story.
No.
At all. It doesn't. And then when you find something, a lesion or sign or symptom, what are you going to do? It's going to be one of two things. You're going to refer right away, or you're going to bring that patient back in 2 weeks to evaluate again. And
right.
and two weeks is key. That's the standard to evaluate, because if anything persists for 2 weeks, it deserves further investigation.
Yeah.
So we know when we refer, there's going to be patients that don't go. They don't want to go.
Right.
But here's key on that, is make sure that you have in your system, keep following up with that patient. Is it an email? Is it a text? Not just a call and documenting that you called, but a hard copy, something mm-hmm. that you can say, we kept following up with this patient every 2 weeks or every 3 weeks. What I would recommend, every 2 weeks, if you can get that in your system, and remind them how important it is to go and have
right.
that.
Because and not just for liability, but for their sake.
Right, for both.
Yeah.
Yeah, for both, for the patient and for you. And then when you do follow up, do it comprehensively and document that. And then follow up with the specialist that you referred to. Make sure that you're getting that information back from them. What did they do? Was it a biopsy? Did it come back negative or positive?
Sure.
But yeah, but then documentation is key. Document mm-hmm. what you've done.
This has been so great, Susan. How do listeners get a hold of you if they'd like you to come and talk about the Cotton Method?
yeah, thanks. So you can find me on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn. And my email is oralcancerconsulting@gmail.com. My website is oralcancerconsulting.com. And I'll be at a few events this year. And I'm really excited at RDH Under One Roof. I'm teaming up with Omni Pathology to do a hands-on screening workshop at RDH Under One Roof. And so
we're going to
go into the Cotton Method. We're going to get hands-on. But also then with Omni Pathology, attendees will get the opportunity to experience doing that oral HPV swab test. And if they want to do an actual real test on themselves, they can have that done and test for the presence of an oral HPV infection in their oral pharynx. So it's not, I want to be real clear, it's not a test for oral HPV cancer. Uh-huh. It's a test to test for the presence of an oral HPV infection in the oral pharynx. But you can find us there. I'm really excited about that. And it looks like we might be doing some free oral cancer screenings because it's at the Omni Pathology booth because it's in Colorado. And I can do free screenings.
That's
because
wonderful.
I'm licensed in Colorado.
And, oh, that's great.
And if I can say the reason we want to do that, Christine, is because at my oral cancer courses, I ask the dentists and hygienists, when was your last comprehensive oral cancer screening? And in a room full of hundreds, maybe a handful or two raise their hands.
Sure.
We're not getting screened, and we're at risk as much as our patients are.
I'm going to get in line. I promise.
Okay.
I'll be there. Well, thanks so much for sharing some time with us. I really appreciate it. You're doing such great work. It's such a pleasure to have you on, and I feel privileged to know you. So thank you so much, Susan.
Well, thank you, Christine. I adore you just as much as, I mean, we know the feeling's mutual, and you are doing such great work. Kudos to you for all you do, and this podcast is amazing. So thank you for allowing me to be a part of it. It's been an honor.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for listening to the DSO Hygienist podcast. Please follow or subscribe to be alerted of new episodes.